The report that I'm going to tell you now is, I would say, is considered heavy duty Chassidish Torah. Nevertheless, I hope that we will get some chizik out of this. Va'ata Yisrael, on the same pasuk. Va'ata Yisrael, Mo Hashem Alekech Hashem Meimach. Now Yisrael, what does Hashem your God ask of you? Kim liyiras Hashem Alekech. Only to fear Hashem your God. Alechez v'drachav, to walk in His ways. V'liyahava Yisrael, to love Him. V'lavad is Hashem Alekech, to serve Hashem your God. V'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha, with all of your heart and all of your soul. Once again, Chazal ask on this pasuk, "Atu yirem milsa zutrasehi." Moshe seems to be belittling the achievement of Yira by saying, "What does Hashem already ask of you? Only to fear Him." It seems that Yira something small. Is Yira something small? Ask Chazal. To which Chazal respond, "And yes, the Gabe Moshe milsa zutrasehi." For Moshe, this is something very small. And our question was, Moshe is not speaking to himself, Moshe is speaking to Bnei Yisrael, and for us it is not something small. And I think a pshat answer for this is that perhaps we don't understand what Chazal are referring to. Chazal asked this question. And that is that we know that there are two ways to serve Hashem. One can serve Hashem out of fear, meaning a person is afraid of punishment, whether punishment in this world or punishment in the next world. There's a greater type of fear, which is fear of, which is a service out of awe, as a servant would serve his master. Would serve a king. That's avodah meyira. That's a service out of fear. But then there's also a avodah me'ahava. There's service out of love. When one serves their creator as a child would serve a parent out of love. And obviously a service out of love is a higher and more preferable type of avodah. Although avodah meyira is a tremendous level as well, serving Hashem out of fear, out of awe, nevertheless, serving Hashem out of love is definitely a greater level of service. So, the pasuk here, Moshe is saying to Bnei Yisrael, you know, what is Hashem already asking of you? Hashem is asking that you fear Him. Meaning, Moshe is saying, the least you can do is serve Hashem out of fear, which is the lower level of service. To which Chazal ask, "Otu yira milsa zitrasehi?" Is yira a small type of service? Is serving Hashem out of Yira? Chazal are not asking, as we literally understood it, is Yira something so small to achieve? No, that's a given. We know that. Yira is something not easy to achieve. But Chazal understood that Moshe was referring to a service of fear. Serving Hashem out of fear. And on that Chazal ask, it seems that Moshe is belittling that type of service. To which Chazal respond, yes. In comparison to the way Moshe served Hashem, which was definitely a service of love, in comparison to that, Yira, a service out of fear, is a lower level of service. So, Moshe is belittling, yes, he is belittling the service of fear, because he is talking in comparison to a service of love. Having said that, we have to realize that although yira, a service of fear, is a lower type of service than a service of love, it is impossible for a person to reach the level of serving Hashem out of love without first approaching service of Hashem through fear. Yira, fear, is considered the shar, the gateway to Avodas Hashem. The pasuk says, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. The beginning of Chachma is the fear of Hashem. That is how a person starts. And the Sforim HaKadoshim tell us that if a person feels a love to Hashem and he serves Hashem out of love, when the person doesn't have Yira Shemaim, the person doesn't feel that he has fear of heaven, the person should know that their love is an illusion. It's not a true love. One must precede the service of love by a service of fear. And that is why in this pasuk, the pasuk says, first Moshe says, "Va'ati Yisrael, Mal Hashem alakecha shalom yimach." What does Hashem ask of you? Kim liyiras Hashem alakecha. All Hashem asks is to fear Hashem. Then it says, "Ula havo yisai," and then to love Him. One must have fear of Hashem first before one proceeds to serve Hashem out of love. So we need to examine ourselves to realize, do we have the appropriate fear of heaven? When we have an esoyin, when we're tested, are we able to visualize as if the Melech Malchei Hamlochim, the King of all kings, is standing over us and watching every act and every thought? That all fits into Yira. Yira is being able to envision the Rebbeinu Shleilam standing over us every moment with the knowledge that He knows every thought and every speech and every act that we do. I'd like to go back to a story that is recorded in Parshas Lech Lecha. We know that the Torah HaKadosha is not stories. It's not a history book. And everything the Torah tells us is a lesson for us to learn. In Parshas Lech Lecha, towards the end, there's the following story. V'sorai eshes Avram lo yoldalai. Sorai, the wife of Avram, did not give birth for him. V'lo shivcha mitzris u'shma Hagar. And she had a Egyptian maidservant whose name was Hagar. V'toymar Sarai el Avram. So Sarai says to Avram, Hinei no atzorani Hashem miledes. Behold, Hashem has withheld me from giving birth. Boi no el shivchasi. Marry my maidservant. Ulai ibana mimena. Maybe I will be able to build myself through her. V'yishma Avram l'kol Sarai. And Avram heard the voice of Sarai. Vatikach Sarai eshes Avram es Hagar ha-mitzvah shivchasa. Pasuk goes on to tell us, Sarai took Hagar, the Egyptian, her maidservant, and gave her to Avram as a wife. Vayova yal Hagar, Avram marries Hagar, vatar, she becomes pregnant. Vatera keharasa, she saw that she became pregnant. Vatekal gevirta be'enel. Her mistress became light in her eyes, meaning she started conducting herself with in a degrading way towards her mistress, towards Sarai. Atomer Sarai al Avram. So Sarai says to Avram, Chamasi alecha, I'm upset with you. Here's, you know, Anochi Nasati Shivchasi Bechekecha, I gave you my maidservant as a wife. Latayr ki harasa, and she saw that she's pregnant by Ekel Behena, and now I'm light in her eyes. So Avram says to Sarai, Hine Shivchasech biyodech, your maidservant is in your hands. Asila Atay Behenaich, do with her whatever you want. Latayna Sarai, and Sarai afflicts her by overworking her, and she runs away from her. And a angel of Hashem finds Hagar, and he says to her, Hagar Shivcha Sarai, Emi Zevos. Hagar, the maidservant of Sarai, where are you coming from? Where are you going? I'm running away from Sarah. Malach says, Shuvi al Gavirtech, go back to your mistress, Vis Ani Tachas Yodeh, and subjugate yourself beneath her. Here's a story that doesn't seem to have any relevance to us. Yet, since it's in the Torah Hakadosha, there is definitely something to learn from it. The Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that Avram Avinu served Hashem with a service of love. He served Hashem with the Ahava. That was Avram's Midah. Yitzchak served Hashem Meyira. Yitzchak served Hashem out of fear. Yaakov served Hashem with Midas HaRachamim, which the Sfarim say is a combination of Avram's Avoida and Yitzchak's Avoida. It's a combination of love and fear. And that is, and Yaakov is therefore called the Mivchar Sheba'avis, the chosen among the forefathers, because he was able to bring both of these avodas together, and that is the preferable type of avoda, to serve Hashem with a combination of love and fear. Perhaps the fact that the Torah records that Avram married one wife, Yitzchak married one wife, Yaakov married two wives. Perhaps the pasuk is referencing to this concept. And the wife represents the midah, the attribute, the characteristic of the avodah. Avram took for himself, he married a certain midah and took that as his mission in life. That was the midah of Ahava, of love. Yitzchak also took for himself one midah, one characteristic of Avodah, which was Yira, that was represented by the fact that he married Rivka. Yaakov had two wives because Yaakov took for himself two different midahs to serve Hashem with. One was Ahava and one was Yira. That's why Leah is called the Senua, the despised one, and Rachel is called the Ahuva, the loved one. Because Leah represents Yira, Leah represents fear, which fear causes one to retract, to step back, as if one would be despised. That's why she's called the Senua. Rachel is called the Ahuva, the beloved one. She represents Ahava. Yaakov married two wives. Yaakov took for himself two midas to serve Hashem with. Perhaps this is what the pasuk is referring to in Parshas Ki Tzetze. In Parshas Ki Tzetze, there's a pasuk that talks about a man who has two wives. a beloved one and a despised one. Read the pasuk inside, the beginning of Parshas Ki Tsetse. If a person will have two wives, she will have one, a beloved wife, and a despised wife. And he will have children from both the beloved wife and the despised one. And the firstborn son will be to the despised wife. And will be on the day that he will inherit to his children that he possesses. He shall not give firstborn rights to the son of the beloved instead of the son of the despised wife, who is truly the firstborn. The pasuk continues, "Ki as habachor ben asnua yakir." Rather, he should recognize the firstborn, the son of the despised wife. Losas loy pishnayim, to give him double, b'chol hashim motzei loy, of everything that he has. Ki hu reishis oinoy, because he is his first thought. Loy mishpat habachor, he deserves the b'chor. So, perhaps this pasuk is referring to what we've just talked about. That is, that we have to realize that although there are two types of service, there is the service of serving Hashem through fear and serving Hashem through love, the preferable service being the service of love. Nevertheless, one must have yira, a service of yira, before the service of ahava, before the service of love. Now, the Zohar HaKadosh says that there are two types of fear, and I referred to them beforehand. There is a fear of punishment, and then there is a type of service which is a service of awe, which is also considered yira. It's not a service of love. It's a service of a servant serving a king, which is a service of awe, not necessarily a service of fear of punishment. So there are two types of yira. So going back to the pasuk, kisiyena l'ishtei noshim. If a person has two types of service that one connects to, ha'achas ahuva, one is a service of love. Va'achas senua, one is a service of sort of hatred, which is a service that retracts a person. V'yoldu loivanim v'ahuva v'asnua, and the person has given birth to good deeds. Whereas Chazal tell us that a person's children are one's good deeds. V'yoldu loivanim, person has accumulated good deeds, who are huva vasnua, both through the service of love and the service of fear. Tells us the pasuk, v'hoyo habein habachor lasnia. Make sure that the first type of service is the service of snia, the service of yira. And the pasuk continues, "V'ha'yo b'yam anchilo yasbanu v'esashiyoloi." It will be on that day, when the day the person, after a person finishes their lifetime, and it's a time to attribute their good deeds. Lo yuchal levaker asbenu ahu al pnei ben absnu abchor. A person shouldn't give first right, or give more attention to the good deeds that he has accumulated through the service of love over the service of fear, which is the first. Because the service of fear gets double. There are two types of fear. There is the service. There is the fear of punishment, and then there's the service of awe. So basically, this parsha teaches us that although there is the two types of service, and the service of love might be the preferable type of service, nevertheless, lo yuchal levaker, you cannot first approach the service of love. The service of fear must come first. Going back to where we started with the Avos HaKadoshim, and having understood that one cannot approach a service of love without first having a service of fear, Avram, and I'm not even talking about the people whose names were Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov anymore. That's not what we're talking about. Now the Torah HaKadosh is teaching us how we are to serve Hashem. The concept that is called Avram, which is the concept of serving Hashem out of love, and love in this context is called Sarai. That was the person Avram married, which is the middah that Avram took for himself, which was the middah of love. Since all this person has is service of love, they cannot bear fruit. As we've said, one must have the service of fear before approaching a service of love. V'sorai eshes Avram lo yoldaloi. Sorai, which represents the service of love, this is the service of Avram, cannot bear fruit. The Eitzah is a Shivcha Mitzris Ushma Hagar. Instead of serving Hashem like a daughter, serving Hashem like a maid. A shivcha, a servant, a service of fear. The word mitzris represents a meitzar, a boundary. Love is a ever-expanding midah, an ever-expanding attribute, where fear is a contracting attribute. That's why it's called mitzris. Ushma, the name of this midah is Hagar. That comes from the word vayogar mayav. Moyav was afraid. This midah is called Yira. And Sarai, which is the midah of love, says to Avram, which is the Hashem's servant, Hineinu atzarani Hashem iledes, don't you see we cannot bear fruit just by serving Hashem out of love? You must take for yourself the attribute of fear, Hagar. And as soon as Vayavayel Hagar, as soon as the servant of Hashem called Avram takes Hagar as his midah, takes the midah of Yira, immediately Vatahar, immediately the service bears fruit. Now, the nature of someone who serves Hashem out of fear is that such a person is usually very uptight, very anxious and concerned that they are always fulfilling the mitzvahs properly. It is usually a person that serves Hashem out of fear that will be afraid to involve themselves in any materialistic exercises for the fear that it might take him away from Hashem's service. Whereas someone who serves Hashem out of love is a more relaxing and exciting and joyous experience. The nature is that someone who serves Hashem out of fear has difficulty tolerating a person who serves Hashem out of love because they view them as if they are taking their service lightly. So, v'teikal gevirta be'enah, the service of Hagar, which was a service of fear, as soon as the servant of Hashem connected to that type of avodah, there was automatically a vateikal gevirta beinel, looking at the servant Hashem out of love, which is Sora, is looked at very lightly. That's why the Hasidim were always criticized for having tish and What are you doing? You're eating and drinking and singing. You should be sitting and learning and never taking your mind off of that. Those who serve Hashem, Yira, have difficulty accepting the Avoida, which is a higher Avoida, the Avoida of love. So Sarai says to Avram, listen, this Avoida of Yira that you have is not tolerating me, is not tolerating a service of love, which is a higher type of service. You must get rid of the service of fear. So now, the servant of Hashem, the pasuk continues to tell us, totally removes the service of fear out of his life. And here is where the malach comes in. And the malach says, Hagar shifcha sarai, e mizeh vos. The words e mizeh are written. E is aleph yud, mizeh is mem, Zion, hey, are the first letters of Chazal's question. Atu yira milsa zutrasahi. E mizeh. Atu yira milsa zutrasahi. Why are you totally dismissing yira? Is yira something, is fear of Hashem something to be scoffed at? Is it something to be led away? Something small? Go back to your mistress, but you shall be subservient under her. Meaning, ahava is a higher type of avoda. But nevertheless, yira is something that a person must have at all times. It might be a lower level, but it is something that every yid must have. Going into the Chodesh of Elul, actually from Chamisha Asar Ba'av, from Tez Vav and Ba'av and An, is a time that we have to begin preparing for the Yemei Hadin, the days of judgment, which are days of Yira. These are days that we must focus on. Achieving Yira. And perhaps that is what the Pasuk is saying. Ma Hashem alekech Hashem yimachkim Yira. Right? When the Pasuk says, what is Hashem asking of you only to fear? Ma is 45. There are 45 days from Tu Ba'av, from Tezva Ba'av until Rosh Hashanah. In these 45 days, Hashem, Ma, in these 45 days, Hashem alekech Hashem yimach. Hashem is asking of us the Yira is Hashem alekech. To fear Hashem, our God, because even if we are to serve Hashem out of love, which is a preferable type of service, nevertheless, we must precede that with a service of fear. We have to instill within ourselves Yiras Shemayim, fear of heaven. We have to. It's an exercise by constantly envisioning the Rabbeinu Shleilam standing over us, watching every thought, speech, and action. Yiras Shemayim is an obligation that is necessary for each and every Yid. And hopefully that will be the stepping stool for us. As Sarah said, Ulai Ibana Mimena, we'll be able to build through the Hagar, through the Midah of Yira, we'll be able to build our Ahava and to go on Mechayel El Chayel from one level to the other in Avodas Hashem. May we all be zeicho to aksiva v'chasim ha'tayve, agit keben shtiur. This year should be a shnas, this coming year should be a shnas go'ula v'yeshua, v'vias Mashiach tzidkenu b'mehera b'yameinu amein.